On my far left is the Speaker Pro Tem of the Missouri House, Representative Brian Pratt. He is from Blue Springs. And next to him is Representative Jeff Rorta from Barnhart, who is the Minority Whip. On my immediate right is Senator Rita Hurd Days of St. Louis. She's the Assistant Minority Leader in the State Senate. And on her right is Tom Dempsey, who is the Majority Whip. He is from St. Charles. We're glad to have all of you here.
Thank you.
The legislative session has a lot of challenges, largely because there's not a whole lot of money to talk about this time around. And you have one of the big problems that you have any time you talk about doing a budget for the state and financing the programs and services and institutions is that the process starts so early, and the budget doesn't kick in until June, and you have to then finance things now until June 30th of 2011. So how much of a crapshoot is it really, especially given the uncertainty we have now, Representative Pratt, of trying to figure out how much money you'll have and how to spend it?
Well, Bob, we're in the middle of a worldwide recession, and that recession is also affecting the state of Missouri. And as a result of that, our numbers are down. And so we're going to balance the state's budget just like folks do their household budgets. We're going to pass a balanced budget. We're not going to raise taxes. That's going to mean there's going to be some tough decisions made in Jefferson City this year, and we're going to make them. And we've made these tough decisions over the past few years, and that's why Missouri doesn't find themselves in the same plight as, say, Illinois, California, or even the state of Kansas. Our budget is in better shape than those other states because we've made good decisions along the line, and we pass balanced budgets every year.
Representative Rorta, is there going to be a lot of fighting about how we're going to spend limited resources?
Well, there always is, Bob. I mean, we paint this gloomy picture of the budget, but, you know, we're $800 million, $1 billion short of where we've been in the past, but that's still $21 billion to spend. So, I mean, we are in a tough position, but it's not like there's not a lot of money out there to spend. And the problem is that we have core expenditures that we know we've got to make. And with a shortfall like this, we know there's going to be a lot of programs that are going to be cut because there's just no extra money.
Now, the reason I started with you folks is because the budget begins in the House. And after you get done with it, it goes over to the Senate. But the Senate already has been conducting some hearings, some public hearings of people. Representative Senator Dempsey, have you been involved, or Senator Days, have you been involved in either of those hearings?
No, I have not. And I'm not serving on an Appropriations Committee. And at this point, with no money, it's not a bad thing not to be serving in that, but it makes it a very, very difficult decision for those who do, and I do understand that, and I sympathize with them very much. Most of the budget, though, however, is out of our control. We have quite a bit of that, or expenditures that are mandated, either federally or, you know, that we have from the state. But we don't have a lot of money that we can just, you know, decide that we're not going to deal with. Some of those are mandated expenditures, and we have to deal with that, what it is.
Senator Dempsey, it's not a lot of discretionary money you really have.
No, to answer your first question, I do sit on the Appropriations Committee, so I was here for those hearings. The groups that testified before the committee obviously are very concerned about their funding, and most were coming with the hope that they would be able to maintain existing funding. So there is a realization that revenues aren't going to be going up. I know our approach will first be that we're not going to raise taxes on Missourians. You know, we're seeing a generational shift in consumer spending, I believe, which means, you know, government needs to recognize that, and we need to do a better job of spending taxpayer dollars, doing more with less, and that would be at every level, at the state level, at the local level, and at the federal level also.
You talked about a generational shift in spending. What do you mean by that?
You know, I think a lot of the growth that we experienced over the last couple of years was debt-fueled, poor lending practices, people getting products they shouldn't have been getting, and many banks offering products that should have never been offered. And, you know, that we're seeing the correction, and I believe overcorrection, but I think moving forward, people are going to be more conscious of how they spend their disposable income. And you're seeing savings rates go up, and I think that trend's going to continue.